where is the headquarters of the Churches of Christ? Now, this is not an uncommon question. Because many religious groups have various headquarters, then people naturally ask about the headquarters of the Churches of Christ. So where is the headquarters of the Churches of Christ? Now, to understand this, we must understand some characteristics about a headquarters. There are three basic characteristics. First, the headquarters of an organization performs the functions of command for the organization. Secondly, the headquarters of an organization is an administrative center for the organization. And three, the headquarters of an organization is where the head of the organization is located. Okay, we understand these characteristics about organization. And we understand these characteristics about the headquarters. However, what does that have to do with where the headquarters of the Churches of Christ is located? You see, many denominations have headquarters in various cities of the world. Cities such as Rome, Italy, Brooklyn, New York, Kansas City, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, and Salt Lake City, Utah, etc., etc. These headquarters are located where their head is. They perform the functions of command and serve as administrative centers. Again, what does that have to do with where the headquarters of the Churches of Christ is located? You see, the Churches of Christ have no earthly headquarters. Why? Because the head of the Churches of Christ, Jesus Christ, who performs the function of command and serve as the administrator, is in heaven. You see, the Bible very clearly teaches that Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth, Matthew 28, verse 18. Furthermore, Paul would write to the Churches of Christ in Ephesus, and he says in Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him filleth all in all. In chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians, in verse 23, he says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. To the Colossians, Paul would write in Colossians 1 and verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. You see, Jesus is the head of the church. Since Jesus has all authority, man has none. And because Christ is the never-dying head, he can never die out of office, relinquishing his authority or headship to another. There is no earthly head of the church. The church's headquarters is where her head is. It is not in Rome. It is not in Brooklyn. It is not in Kansas City. It's not in Springfield. It's not in Salt Lake City, Utah, or any other place here on earth. The headquarters of the church you read about in the Bible, the Churches of Christ, is in heaven, for that is where her head is located. Christ now reigns in heaven, sitting upon David's throne, being at the right hand of God exalted, Acts 2, verses 30 and 33. Jesus is the head of the Churches of Christ, and he reigns from his headquarters in heaven.